Patient name, Ashlyn, spelled A-S-H-L-Y-N. Last name, Primo, spelled P-R-I-M-E-A-U-X. Date of birth, 11-12-07. Date of service, 10-20-22. This is a 14-year-old female patient. She is here today complaining of she hurt her right hand, in particular her right index finger. She did this while playing basketball. She did this 3 days ago during a basketball game. She has pain to that area. There is bruising present as well and stiffness. There is no deformity. Mom wanted to bring her in and get her checked out today, period, new paragraph. She's not taking any medications for relief as well. She is able to have full range of motion. However, there is stiffness associated with that, period, new paragraph. No other issues brought forth today. Period, new paragraph, blood pressure 101 over 55, pulse 70, respiration 16, temperature 99, oxygenation 99% on room air, current weight 129, allergies, there are no known drug allergies, current medications, non-medical history, negative surgical history to the left elbow, social history, lives with mom and dad, no association of secondhand smoke, period, new paragraph, on examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She's not in any distress. She's well-groomed. She cooperates and well with me through the exam today. Period, new paragraph, H-E-E-N-T is largely unremarkable, neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses, no lipidinopathy, heart, positive S1, positive S2, normal rate and rhythm. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, period, new paragraph. Examination of that right hand, in particular that right index finger. She does have some ecchymosis to that middle phalange on the index finger. Some slight swelling as well. She is able to shake my hand with a moderate grip. The finger does, due to the swelling, it has some very mild, limited range of motion, but she does have range of motion to that finger. She can perform all exercises that I've given her in the room today, period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, right middle finger sprain. We will place the finger in a splint today and wrap it. No activities involving that right hand for another week. We will also give her Motrin 400 milligrams 3 times daily as needed for pain. She will monitor her progression, return to clinic or call if not improving.